Lever systems. There are three parts to a lever system. Certain centres, certain books, certain people use different names. I'm going to stick with one set of names. There are three parts to a lever system. The fulcrum, effort, and the resistance. And you can adjust lever systems with those three parts to find out that there are three different types of lever. First class, second class, and third class. In the first class lever, the fulcrum is in between the effort and the resistance. The second class lever is the resistance is in the middle, with the effort and the fulcrum on either side. And in third class levers, if you haven't worked it out already, the effort's in the middle, fulcrum and resistance on the outside. I use a mnemonic to try and get people to remember what part goes where in what system. And the simple mnemonic is 1, 2, 3, F-R-E. And it identifies the middle component. And if you're not sure, 1, 2, 3, F-R-E. 1 is F, fulcrum's in the centre. 1, 2, 3, F-R-E. 2 is R, R's in the centre. 1, 2, 3, F-R-E. 3, E, effort's in the centre in third class levers. In humans, the vast majority of our joints act as third class lever systems. Third class lever systems, 1, 2, 3, F-R-E, the effort is in the middle. The only exception to this that you need to know are, firstly, the triceps, when it causes extension at the elbow, actually works as a first class lever system. And the other exception is the second class lever system that's operating when the gastrocnemius causes plantar flexion at the ankle. Okay, don't believe me? Look at the following diagram. Diagram shows the structure of the elbow joint. Superimposed on that is a lever system. 1, 2, 3, F-R-E is a resistance, there's an effort, there's a fulcrum. 1, 2, 3, F-R-E, definitely the fulcrum's in the centre. It is a first-class lever system. So in the exam, any action about throwing, where there is extension at the elbow caused by the triceps, then it's working as a first-class lever system. You can make it nice and simple, draw it in this format. If the exam question says name, sketch and label, which is the usual exam structure, name, sketch and label, the lever system operating at the elbow while you're throwing, here's the sort of diagram you need to put on. Simple diagram showing the resistance, the fulcrum, and the effort along a bar and labelled like that. Don't use initials, by the way. You would lose marks if you used initials. You must use the correct terms. Doesn't matter whether the effort's pointing up, pointing down, back to front. Doesn't matter if the resistance is on the right and the effort's on the left. As long as the fulcrum's in the centre, you're okay. And don't try and draw an anatomical diagram like the one you saw on the previous slide with the elbow joint. You're not going to get any marks more by doing that, and you'll probably make a mess of it anyway. In terms of second class lever systems, there's only one in the body, and that's this one. You can see the diagram of the ankle and the lower leg of the gastrocnemius muscle acting as the effort, the weight of the body acting as the resistance, and the fulcrum being on the ball of the foot. You can see the sequence there on the lever is that the load or the resistance is in the middle. 1, 2, 3, F, R, E, R in the centre is the second class lever system. Simplifying it, if we need to draw it in the exam, second class lever system, if at any time during running or jumping, then you're asked to identify the lever system operant at the ankle, it's this sort of diagram. 1, 2, 3, F, R, E, resistance in the centre, fulcrum, effort, either end, doesn't really matter. Arrows up or down, it's the position rather than the direction of the arrows, that's important. All other lever systems in the body are third-class lever systems. Typically, elbow joint again, but this time the biceps working. You can see from that structure, we have the fulcrum, the elbow joint on the left-hand side. We have the resistance, the weight of the hand, the weight of the arm on the right-hand side. And in the centre, the attachment of the biceps muscle creating the effort. 1, 2, 3, F-R-E, effort in the centre. And again, the drawing should be dead simple. Name, sketch, and label. It's, here's a third class lever system, drawing showing the effort in the center as an arrow, and then the fulcrum resistance either end, doesn't really matter. 1, 2, 3, FRE, effort in the center. Making these lever questions more difficult can be done. We can talk about things called mechanical advantage, mechanical disadvantage. And the thing to realize is that all lever systems have good points, advantages, and bad points, disadvantages. There is no such thing as a brilliant lever, no such thing as a really poor lever. They've all got one or two advantages, one or two disadvantages. Okay, whether the lever system is working with advantages or disadvantages depends on the length of what we know as the effort arm and the resistance arm. And the effort arm is simply the distance, straight line distance, of the effort from the fulcrum. And the resistance arm is simply the straight line distance of the resistance from the fulcrum arm. So in our third class lever system, biceps at the elbow, labelled on the slide you can see are the effort arm, distance of the effort from the fulcrum, and the resistance arm, distance of the resistance from the fulcrum. And the things to straight away notice is that in third class lever systems, and it also applies to first class lever systems, the effort arm is very, very short. The resistance arm is very, very long. So the effort arm is a matter of centimeters or even smaller. The resistance arm is a matter of many centimeters. Just think of the distance of your elbow joint from your hand. It's a big, long resistance arm. If we compare that to a second class lever system, such as found at the ankle, where the gastrocnemius is working, then we find a labelled effort arm, of the distance from the effort, from the fulcrum, a labelled resistance arm, the distance of the resistance from the fulcrum. And can you see that in this setup, the second class lever system, the effort arm is very, very long, much longer, in fact, than a resistance arm. So we have two different types of lever system. One with a short effort arm and a long resistance arm, that's the first and the third class lever systems. One with a long effort arm and a shorter resistance arm, that's the second class lever system. And that's where these advantages and these disadvantages come from. If we look at third class lever systems with their short effort arm and their long resistance arm, because of that structure, they can only apply forces quite weakly. Muscle contractions don't generate that much force. The biceps is quite a weak muscle. But the big advantage of those third class lever systems and the first class lever systems is that there's a huge range of movement about the joint. The hand, during a bicep curl, can move from vertically downwards to almost vertically upwards, 180 degrees. And it can also move very, very quickly, very, very rapid movement of the hand during a biceps curl. And that's the same for all third class lever systems. Can't generate that much force considering the size of the muscle, but do have the advantage of big range of movement, very rapid movements. In contrast, second class lever systems with their short resistance arm and their very long effort arm, because the effort arm is so long, they can generate big, big forces. Just compare the gastrocnemius muscle that can get you onto your tiptoes and down again in something like calf raises dozens and dozens and dozens of times without any rest. It's only a small muscle, but it can generate huge forces because of the length of that effort arm. The disadvantage in the ankle joint is that it's a very limited range of movement. People can point their toes, but they can't get their toes up very close to their shin. It's a very limited range of movement compared to what occurs with third class actions. And linked into that, the movements at the ankle are very, very slow compared to the movements at the elbow. Second class lever systems, because of their structure, have the disadvantage that most of their movements are quite slow. So summarizing then, mechanical advantage, disadvantage. All lever systems have got at least one advantage, one disadvantage. It depends on the length of the effort arm and the resistance arm. Generally, the short effort arm means weak forces, but rapid and wide-ranging movements. Second-class lever systems with a short resistance arm and the long effort arm, you get great generation of forces, but a limited range and the movements are quite slow.